Something I am bothered by as well is back to the Final Four for a minute. As a broadcaster who likes to hear the thoughts of the coaches and players leading up to the game, there has been zilch from a media availability standpoint for us. We have had nothing, basically.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. The Super Bowl, we get it ad nauseum for 2 weeks straight. It's one thing to get it like, you know, the week leading up to it or whatever. I understand it's a two-week window in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. We've had nothing. I literally looked around in all our sources for audio, and the only thing I saw on ESPN this morning was them grabbing Boeheim after a practice. It was really weird, and they did the same with Beilein. But there have been no press conferences from Atlanta. It's really strange.
I thought about that driving over here this morning because you'd see them practice, and then they'd be interviewing them after that. I haven't heard anything, and it's the day before the Final Four, and there's been nothing.
It's bizarre to me.
That is really odd.
Maybe part of it is the fact that, you know, this whole Rutgers thing has blown up, and we had the whole Auburn scandal break, or at least alleged scandal break yesterday. Mark Emmer, and that's what bothers me. It's like all these, they're going around, I'm thinking, oh, good, they're going to talk to Andy Katz. They're going to talk about the game. Oh, they're going to talk about Rutgers. I mean, it's like that's all they're doing. And then they're talking about the referee that was let go from the the Pac-12 that made inappropriate comments. And I'm glad they made the right move on that as well. To me, you've got nothing but your integrity. And if there's anything that in any way inhibits you from having an appearance of integrity, you've got to make a change. And that was a stupid move on his part. It really irritated me, though, and it down to the bitter end. The referees protect themselves. So Steve Javy has been their go-to guy for referees and his thoughts on all that. Now, this is a guy I'm sure he worked with over the years, being a former NBA guy, and he basically defended him. And I'm thinking, I mean, you guys have no credibility at all. I mean, you guys, thick and thin. It's like, oh, he murdered a guy? Well, I'm sure he didn't mean it. The only guy they've ever thrown under the bus is that idiot Donaghy. It's amazing.
Did they do anything against Kim Mulkey for throwing the refs under the bus? She went crazy after Baylor's historic upset loss.
Considering they have not talked about the men's Final Four yet, I'm pretty sure
probably not talked about the women's. The NCAA never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. What a horribly run organization. My prediction, within 5 to 10 years, they will come unraveled, and there will be other governing bodies that will emerge to deal with college sports. They're so inefficient.
Well, yesterday Mark Emmert spent a lot of time in front of a camera. Did he talk about the men's Final Four? Not really. Did he talk about anything, you know, other than the scandals? Not really. That was a bad thing. It stinks. I mean, here's a guy with a media availability, and really they're focused on two negative things, the Rutgers situation and the Auburn situation. Let's start with his thoughts on the Mike Rice video, which, again, this is one of those things, and I will agree with my man Tommy Smith on this. This is one of those no-brainer deals. The only question becomes, how far do you go? Everybody knows it's horrific. Everybody knows it's terrible. Jim Boeheim said he had to stop watching it. He said he couldn't get through the whole thing. It was so, you know, hard for him to watch. And this is a guy who's pretty cold-blooded at times. But Mark Emmer talking about Mike Rice and the video.
You find that video pretty, you know, appalling, to say the least. At the least, I think it requires us to have a conversation. You know, I don't want to suggest there's some immediate policy that can deal with it, because I don't know what that is. But we need to talk with the Coaches Association, with the ADs, to see what we can do to make sure that young men and women aren't being you know, exposed to abusive behavior by coaches. That's just, you know, uncalled for and inappropriate.
Understatement of the year. It is uncalled for and inappropriate. Thank you very much, Captain Obvious. That is Mark Emmert.
You think it's probably good that they didn't have YouTube and cell phones and things in the days of Bob Knight?
No doubt.
At Indiana?
But I don't think that he would have become violent with a kid like that and not gotten out. I mean, the way that the guy was pushing and shoving, and the little Nazi assistant was the same deal. His little comrade, his little Himmler, was working the same thing over there. And he goes over there and is pushing and shoving on kids. I'm thinking, you know what? You need to get smacked in the head, little punk.
I'm kind of surprised one of the players just didn't go Waco on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he was pushing those guys pretty hard. And usually somebody, you push, someone's going to push back.
Speaking of Waco, game ball to the Baylor Bears. A national championship at the NIT.
Well, it's, you know,
something. It's better than not winning the NIT.
It is. I mean, at least you're one of the better teams in the country. You've proven a point. Yeah. I don't know what point, but some point.
It was interesting listening. I was actually more compelled by the Bill Raftery, Bob Knight love fest with each other than I was actually listening to the broadcast of the game. But it was funny listening to them try to out-suck up to each other. It was pretty impressive. But anyway, Baylor played really well. And those two teams barely missed the NCAA tournament. You can see why.
I think both of them probably had a case to be in.
Yeah.
The Big 12 was down. That hurt Baylor. And the Big 10 had a bunch of teams, and Iowa was just on the precipice, but they got left out.
They were probably both one win away.
They could have been.
Yeah. Back to the Auburn thing for a minute, and we'll hear more from Mark Emmert on this because he's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. Jean Chizik, has come out and said, I agree with everything the report says, and she's absolutely right. Oh, no, wait, he said exactly the opposite. Everything she said is bull. And he said something to the effect of her story is long on accusation and short on facts. I mean, my deal is she doesn't really have a dog in the fight. She has no stake in the game, so not me. I didn't get any yet. She has no stake in the game, so I would tend to think that while she is certainly digging for dirt, she has some credibility, and she has a responsibility to do things the right way.
She's broken some other stories where she was out on the leading edge of this, so he's going up against someone that does have a little credibility. So it'll be interesting. It's one of those he said, she said things. I question at this point how many people listen to anything Chizik has to say.
That is probably true. According to a story by Sean Asayo on ESPN.com, the 2010 National Champion Auburn Tigers were gripped by an epidemic of synthetic marijuana use. It led to a rash of failed drug tests and a decision at the highest levels to keep the results confidential. This according to ESPN.
See, this is the problem with America today. Synthetic. What about organic marijuana? Why does everything have to be manufactured? Why can't they go back to the earth?
The drug, referred to as Spice, has been linked to paranoid delusions, hallucinations, and in rare cases, deaths. In one extreme case, a freshman tight end who we all are familiar with, Dakota Mosley, very much celebrated tight end from Little Rock, failed 7 consecutive weekly tests for the drug, but was never punished.
That was a tight ship they were running.
He was suspended for 3 months in a separate incident after he tested positive for actual marijuana. Okay. He says he'd failed a 6 test on the same day he was scheduled to meet with the NCAA investigators to discuss a probe into potential recruiting violations. Instead of being kicked off the team, he was brought into Gene Chizik's office and told he could keep his spot on the team. The whole time I was thinking, they can't do nothing about the Spice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Apparently they couldn't. Now, I don't know much about this particular thing. I thought I'd read somewhere this morning that you could buy this in a drugstore.
You used to be able to, and I think they pulled it off the shelves in the last year or so.
Okay.
That's the stuff Miley Cyrus was using.
Oh, is that right?
I think so. Then she cut all of her hair off, so look how that worked out for her.
The first of the Tigers to come to trial in the armed robbery, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, was convicted in last June, sentenced to 15 years in prison. At his trial, Michael Dyer, who lent a gun allegedly used in the crime, admitted to chronically smoking synthetic marijuana. In a jailhouse interview, Goodwin estimated that half the team probably smoked Spice. It is an ugly situation. The NCAA, as always, you can count on them to monitor it. Mark Emmert talked about that yesterday, in addition to all the mess going on at Rutgers.
In the case of Auburn, there wasn't an enforcement case. There weren't charges brought against Auburn University. There was never evidence that was brought forward that provided for a charge to be brought against Auburn. And if we have continue to change the culture and enforcement, that's most certainly on me, and that's something that I'm working hard on. So you obviously believe that those allegations are true, and you've got evidence that they're true, and you're saying, okay, so here's the facts, and so why don't you throw the book at Auburn? I mean, we have a higher responsibility when we're saying somebody's committed some offense than reading a newspaper story. When anything like that comes out, we conduct an investigation and look into it. But the notion that I should be surprised, or anybody should be surprised, that the newspaper story talks about some alleged behavior that we don't know about is hardly shocking.
Way to go, Mark Emmert. I am told by someone in the know that last year Arkansas's legislature passed a law making Spice, K2, etc., a controlled substance in the same class as marijuana. I'm also told that organic weed is way better than synthetic.
I've heard that. I hope they don't make caffeine illegal. If they do, there's no hope for any of us. That's not before the legislature now, is it?
I don't think so.
You know, Emmert, do you have any confidence in him to make anything right? I really don't. I don't want to be negative about this, but I mean, these guys are a joke. Everybody knew Auburn was cheating when Cam Newton was going to the highest bidder. They knew USC was cheating when Reggie Bush is living in a $500,000 house while he's playing. I mean, they don't do anything about anything.
Well, and the other thing is, I saw a story today. I didn't really get a chance to read through it, but they said basically if they don't throw the book at Frank Haith for all the stuff that went on in Miami, you know, they let him escape to Missouri, then they are just as hypocritical as we think they are.
Jim Tressel's not able to coach for 5 years, and he did less than Haith did at Miami.
Look.
Just a thought.
Listen, pal, you keep your logic to yourself. The NCAA don't want any of it.
They really don't.
Speaking of logic, we're going to talk to the most logical seven-footer I've ever met. In fact, yep, I guess that's true. I've only met like two, but he's one of them. He is Joe Klein. He will join us in the zone. Coming up in a moment on the Revolution Hotline. We are at Antique Brick Outdoors. And if you are looking for anything to go outside, including a has-been sales guy, we've got it here today. So come by and see us. We are right on East 9th Street. Basically, if you get off on the East 9th exit and you head this way, six blocks.
Keep going till they hear your voice.
Yes. Look to the right. And when you see it rise up, it's like a phoenix from the ashes. It's a beautiful thing out here. There's not a whole. It's sort of an industrial area. And then you see the beautiful antique brick sign. There's actually a big antique brick and block sign out front, you'll see.
It bestrides East Little Rock like a colossus.
You're waxing.
A little Greek history.
I like that. We'll be back.
This is SportsCenter.
The Auburn Tiger football team finds themselves in more hot water. The SportsCenter update is brought to you by Custom Satellite. Sign up now for DirecTV and you get the